It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Right in the middle of your second date update, and if you're just joining us, Ronald is on the phone, and Ronald met a girl named Jill and took her out for sushi.
Yeah.
If you don't know what sushi is, it's an ancient Japanese art. Where they carve up fish and place it on a bed of rice and maybe add some seaweed in to create a beautiful flavor combination.
Everybody knows. Why are you even...
And Ronald, who's on the phone, has taken sushi to the next level. He likes to add something that we here in America call ketchup to their sushi.
You can't even say it like that and make it sound fancy.
Ketchup is a fairly new thing.
No, it's not.
And it basically just covers up the flavor of whatever it's on, making it taste like tomato sauce.
Yeah, with a lot of sugar in it. Sugar tomato sauce.
Ronald thinks that maybe putting ketchup on his sushi might have sealed his fate, and that's the reason his date isn't calling back, because he knows it's weird, but at least he owns it. Ronald, are you ready to call Jill and find out if putting ketchup on your sushi ruined your date?
Yeah, I'm ready to find out.
And now, if she has a problem with it, do you want to continue to pursue a second date?
Yeah, I would. I mean, she's really cool, and she's very easy to get along with, and, you know, I'm curious to see what happened.
Would you stop using ketchup if she asked you to?
No, I would not do that.
Okay, so you like her enough, but you don't like her enough to drop ketchup.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure out what went wrong, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jill, please?
Yeah, this is Jill. Can I ask who's calling?
Yes, you can, Jill. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you familiar with who I am at all?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just kind of curious why you're calling.
So you've heard the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning before. I just want to make very clear, because sometimes people really have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've heard it.
Okay.
I think it's clear in her giggle that
have
she's
you,
heard it before.
Well, what would you say if I told you that I'm calling to do a second date update with you?
You're not serious right now, are you?
Yes, I am completely serious. You went out with a dude named Ronald a little while ago, and now you're not calling him back.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoa. There goes the giggle.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're not laughing.
Yeah, no, I went out with Ronald.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, we know that. Yeah, I got your phone number and everything from him, and we talked to him a little bit about your date. He thinks that you're not calling him back because he puts ketchup on his sushi.
Yeah, that was definitely a new experience.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Did you think that maybe he was too picky or unclassified? Or
no, I mean, you know, I don't know if he told you this, but I actually did try it.
What?
You did? Oh.
Yeah, I did.
You're brave.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done that.
Wait. I would have punched him right in the face if he had offered me some sushi with ketchup on it.
What did it taste like?
It wasn't the worst thing in the world, but I don't think that I would do it again.
Okay. Okay.
So he didn't convert you over to putting ketchup on your sushi, I guess.
No, he did not.
So if you tried it, I'm guessing that's not the reason you're calling him back.
Yeah, no, that's not.
So why are you giving him the cold shoulder then?
To be honest with you guys, at the end of the date, our server came up and offered us coffee, and
don't tell me did he put ketchup in his coffee?
That would have been
amazing.
He
didn't, but that I think I would have probably just walked out at that point. So I wanted coffee, so I said yes to the server, and I asked him, I was like, do you want some also? And he goes, no, I don't drink coffee. And
you guys met at Starbucks, though, didn't you?
Exactly. So I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. And I was like, we met at Starbucks. What do you mean you don't drink coffee?
Yeah.
And then he went on to tell me that he just goes to different coffee shops trying to meet girls.
Whoa.
And that took a completely different turn for me.
Why would he tell you that? Why wouldn't he just say, you know, I'm really a tea guy and they have a great line of teas there?
Yeah, I like lemonade.
Good question. Yeah. I don't know. For me, honestly, it made me question, like, in my head, I was thinking, wow, we've met so organically. This is such a cute story, meeting at Starbucks. He paid for my drink. And then it's not that cute when you realize he could be doing this every day with a different girl. And, you know, then I started thinking, I was like, I don't even remember him ordering a drink. Like, did he just, you know, see me and decide to get in front of me just so he could pay for my drink and just so he can have an excuse to talk to me? You know, just things didn't line up, and it was kind of starting to seem a little creepy, I want to say.
Hey, I want to say something here.
Oops.
Jill, you might have forgotten. You say you listen to the Second Date Updates, and Ronald is on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Oh, sh**.
Yeah, I forgot, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Jill. I guess I'm a little surprised at your reaction to that. I mean, the thing is, I told you in confidence that I do this, but you know, I don't go to coffee shops every day. It's not like, you know, some kind of lifestyle or something. But, you know, I just told you that in private, you know, that I go to coffee shops every once in a while to meet people.
Yeah, it just feels a little out there to me. It seems almost like you scope out people and go and meet them, which I don't know. That just, to me, seems a little creepy.
But I guess I don't understand. How is that creepy? I mean, there's, you know, I not only am I honest about it, but I'm not like, hanging out in bars or online or,
you know, I actually watch people and then, you know, attack them like it's your prey, you know? That's what it sounds
no,
like.
No, not at all. Did I attack you like prey? No, we actually had a conversation and we met.
And order coffee at the coffee shop. You were, like, did you see me and just decide that you wanted to stand in front of me at the coffee shop and then use that as your excuse to talk to me? That, to me, seems a little creepy. And for me, I don't know how many people you've done that with. And it
no I like I listen I've only done it like a few times. It's not, but you know, it's really, where are you supposed to meet people? I mean, it's, and the cool thing is I met you and we had a really easy conversation and a good time out, and I just don't understand why it's that creepy.
I mean, you make very good points. We did have a very nice conversation and all. I don't know, I think I was just very taken aback by it, and it just kind of made the date feel less authentic.
Yeah, but Jill, I mean, have you ever done online dating?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. I understand now more where he's coming from. Just, I mean, Ronald, if we're being honest now and we're being open and everything, how many people have you done this to? Like, what is the exact number of girls that you have seen at a coffee shop, decided you wanted to go out with them, and bought them a coffee?
Yeah, but Ronald, how many women have you bought coffee for?
I mean, the way you describe it, it sounds like he's sitting in the corner with binoculars taking pictures.
Well, he might be, for all I know.
Well, look, Jill, I mean, the number of people is irrelevant. The point is, I mean, did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did. I had a good time, but you need to tell me how many people you've done this to. You need to be honest with me.
But that's not the point. The point is, we met because I was sitting in that coffee shop waiting for you to walk in.
Bad choice of words.
Yeah, that sounds creepy.
I don't feel like, Jill, you really want to know the answer to the question that you're asking. I feel like that's only going to make things worse for you.
I think you might be right.
Look, I don't know what you want. I was honest with you about the sushi. I was totally upfront about this. I mean, look, I don't know how many people I've met there. I mean, it's probably somewhere between, I don't know, 30 and 50.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, you must be notorious among baristas. They see Ronald coming from a mile away.
Dang.
And you must also be rich. That's a lot of coffee to buy for people. Hey, Jill, would you like to go out with Ronald on a second date? We will pay for it.
I'm not going to lie. I thought you were going to say that it was going to be between like 5 and 10 people, but 30 and 50, that's a lot.
Come on, Jill.
I mean, what's the difference? He could be sitting on Tinder swiping left and right on hundreds of people's pictures.
No, in person, it's totally creepier. if you're watching a person as they come in, that's so much creepier than online dating.
Yeah. I guess that both parties on online dating know what they're in for. Yeah. In Ronald's case, it's only Ronald that knows what he's in for.
No, hey, I don't appreciate that comment.
Well, Jill, will you go out with Ronald again? Just one more date.
I don't know. We have fun, but I think it was just a little much for me.
Okay, what if he just shows up at the next coffee shop you go to? Will you share coffee with him then?
I think I might run in the other direction now.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, Ronald. You didn't get a second date.
Well, hey, you know, I was honest. And if she doesn't like honesty, then obviously she's not the girl for me.
Yeah,
there you
and
go.
I think probably a lot of women aren't the girl for you. But you'll find the one that is eventually, Ronald.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.